Welcome to Bonus Bites, a special mini-episode of the Triple D Podcast. These bite-sized episodes are packed with information about disability benefits, disability news, and answers to your burning questions. Get ready to take a bite of what's going on this week. Here's your host, Michael Weiner.
Welcome back to another episode of Bonus Bites.
Sound a little more enthusiastic, Katie.
Okay.
Welcome back to another episode of Bonus Bites. That's what people want.
I have so many
recordings
of you singing in this mic before that are not in the podcast. I think we need to just release a little episode.
They're apparently not inspiring you much when you come on. Welcome to another episode of Bonus Bites.
I'm sorry, you know that I have news training. I just jump right back into it.
Wow. That's news training, is that monotone.
It's just like I get into that serious
voice. I feel like what I do is news training because people want to watch this.
I don't know if that's traditional news training. Maybe okay. You went to the a different school.
The Michael Einer School for Broadcasting?
Yes.
No Walter Cronkite here.
No Walter Cronkite here. Okay, I'll try to loosen up here. Okay, welcome to Bonus Bites. Is that better for you?
I like
you?
It better. Okay. I think you guys like it better, right?
A little bit more exciting. So we have a lot of really cool stuff to talk about. A lot of our headlines today are about proposed legislation changes mm-hmm, that might mm-hmm. happen. So why don't we get right into it? So this first headline is seniors could get more money under a new Social Security plan. So break this one down for me today.
Yeah. So it's called the Boosting Benefits and COLAs for Seniors Act. And basically, you know, we've had 2 years ago, we had the largest ever cost of living adjustment for people receiving Social Security benefits, whether it's retirement benefits or disability benefits. It was over 8%. Last year, it was less than half of that, 3.2%. This year, it's predicted to be pretty similar to last year, which has a lot of seniors and people who are disabled arguably concerned and frustrated because inflation's on the rise. And so the cost of living adjustment is really not keeping in lockstep with the amount of money that people need in order to provide for their basic needs. So the way that they currently calculate the annual cost of living adjustment for seniors is to look at, it's called the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. That's the one that they do now. And based on how that changes every year, we get an adjustment. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what this bill proposes is to change it to make it so that the COLA is instead based on something different. It would be based on the consumer age wage index for seniors, which is something that's totally separate. And we really haven't had a change to how they adjust the COLA in decades. I think it was 1975 the last time they changed this. So it would be a significant boost to people who are receiving Social Security benefits. The projections that I've seen are that it would be almost double the increase for how much money people would receive every year. Now, we're not talking about double the payment. We're mm-hmm. talking about double the increase. So we're still talking about a small amount of money. But for those who are relying on Social Security benefits, every dollar counts. So this is something to kind of keep an eye on. It hasn't been passed. I don't want anybody to think that this is imminent. But, you know, these are the types of things where when you hear something that we're talking about, if it interests you, maybe it's worth writing a letter or emailing or calling your congressman and saying, hey, what's your position on this? Are you supporting this? This could make a difference because the more voices that they hear and support, the better chances of things happening in Washington.
Absolutely. And like you said, this is just legislation that's been introduced. Yep. Nothing has actually happened in the way of passing it yet, but definitely something to keep an eye on. And that kind of leads us into our next topic, which is, again, legislation that was recently introduced. And this is another one that would just provide, you know, that little bit of extra income, a little bit more extra cash flow for people. So this is Legislation introduced to eliminate taxes on Social Security income.
Yeah, so this is one that's going to arouse a lot of interest from people who are receiving Social Security benefits. Legislation that was introduced by Angie Craig. Now, I want to be transparent. We're a little slow on this, and it hasn't progressed beyond the conversations, but this was actually introduced a few months ago in the House, very quietly, it seems, because it has some riders in it right now that'll probably make passing it, at least in its current state, not going to happen. But it's called the You Earned It, You Keep It Act. And basically, the idea is to make it so that Social Security income would no longer be taxable. So, I remember in a recent episode, we talked about how for some people, they do have to pay taxes on their Social Security income. It's based on the other income that you might have and your total financial picture. And this bill would do away with that and make it so all Social Security income is untaxed. If you take in $3,000 a month in Social Security benefits, you're not paying taxes on that $3,000. Now, why it's unlikely that this is going to be passed is because included in that bill is it would be raising the amount of taxable income for all Americans. And the way it's proposed in there would take it up to about $250,000 per year. So there's going to be a significant percentage of American households that are now going to be paying Social Security taxes on a much larger percentage of their income. So, you're going to see the upper middle class saying, I'm not supporting this bill. I need that extra money. I don't want to pay 30% more tax on, on the $90,000 difference a year. So, early legislation, nothing is final or close to it. Who knows if this will ever happen, but this is something that's on the horizon. If this is important to you, reach out to the people representing you in Washington.
And moving on to our next headline, this is something that has actually changed, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay. Yes, I'm excited about
this. So this is an actual concrete change. And this headline is, Social Security rule change helps disability applicants by changing the definition of past relevant work.
Yeah. So in all Social Security cases, think historically, I've never known it to be any different. One of the things that you have to prove is that you can't do any of your past relevant work. That's work which was done at a substantial earning level, just call it full-time work. Any full-time work would qualify within the past 15 years. You have to prove that you're unable to perform that work any longer. And then it moves on to you need to prove that you can't do any work. However, What Social Security announced as a rule change just last week was no longer is it going to be 15 years. The look back window is only going to be 5 years. And I think that one of our listener questions will, I'll just transition it. Do you want to read that top listener question? Because
yeah.
I'm going to help explain who this is going to make a big difference for.
Sure. So this was submitted on our TikTok. And the question is, what current cases will this impact, this new rule change about past relevant work? So let's answer that half of the question first. Who will it impact?
So if you are over the age of 50, this could have a significant impact on you. And let me explain why. I have represented countless people. I mean, this is a regular occurrence. There's things we talk about that don't happen very often. This is something that happens pretty frequently. I will represent people who we get to hearing, we're looking at the last 15 years of their work, and 12 years ago, they did a job where they were sitting in an office. Now, the technology has changed in that period of time. They can't do that work anymore. They couldn't go back to that job even if they wanted to. Basically, they would need complete new training. But when somebody's over 50 years old, you don't have to prove that there's no work at all that they can do. We've talked about the grid rules. You have to prove you can't do your past relevant work and you can't do more than sedentary work. When you're 55, you have to prove you can't do your past relevant work and you can't do more than light work. Now, a lot of people were previously, caught and unable to use these grid rules because they did work between 5 and 15 years ago that made it so, oh, well, you did a sit-down job, so even if we find you're limited to sedentary work, you could return to that. Or if you're over 55, you did light work. Even if you've been working construction for the last couple years, you could go back to that work. So them changing the look-back window to 5 years is going to really help people, especially over the age of 50, get approved for disability. The other piece of this, everybody is impacted. I will tell you, you know, one of the things that we do in the office is, you know, we'll assist our clients with filling out their forms. That 15-year look back is taxing because people don't remember the jobs that they had 14 years ago if they had several different employers. So, you know, reducing it to 5 years just makes it more reasonable for people to be able to provide good details about their work history.
So we know who it impacts, but when does that actually go into effect? Is it immediate?
June. So if you have an application that is pending in June, they will be reviewing your claim using the revised rules here.
Okay, that's great. So we'll go to our next question then. This is also from our TikTok. And if you guys are not following our TikTok, make sure that you look it up. It's at Backwards Hat Barrister on TikTok. We're also on Instagram. Just a lot of really good information. And you're really on there answering people's questions all the time.
I love it.
Yeah. It really is Michael himself answering these questions. But sometimes we pull him occasionally for this as well, because we know that a lot of people could benefit from that. So this question is, when you get back pay, is it based on the cost of living adjustment of that year?
Yes.
Because some people get back pay for years. Right? So it's just based on the year they're approved?
Yeah, no. So, and I mean, it works going backwards. So, you know, the amount of, when somebody is awarded disability benefits, they receive disability potentially back to when they applied or even up to a year before they applied. But because many of these cases take, like you're saying, years, there's a significant amount of income that's been generated there. Now, your monthly benefit changes every year with the cost of living adjustment. And as they calculate how much back pay you're going to receive, you receive the amount that you would have received to cover that period. So let's just come out with a hypothetical here so people can follow this. If you are awarded disability benefits and your back pay is going to go back to the year 2021, say it took you 3 years to get approved, your back pay is going to account for the amount of money that you would have received in 2021, the amount of money that you plus the cost of living adjustment, the amount of money you received in 2022, plus the cost of living adjustment, the amount of money you would have received in 2023 to take you up to the current time period.
So it really adjusts with each year of the back pay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for answering that. And again, we're always taking listener questions. Happy to answer them. You can submit those on our website, linerlegal.com. All you have to do is go there, click on community in the Triple D podcast page, or comment on any of our social media, and we're getting through them. That's all that we actually have for this week's episode, but I want to talk about our episode that's coming out next week. So we kind of reached into the past for this one. This is an episode that we recorded quite a while ago.
Yeah, we've kind of built a stockpile of episodes that we need to release. But yeah, we had a great conversation with John Hyman, who's a very respected employment law attorney. He has a huge blog with countless subscribers, people that learn about the rules of the workplace from John's blog. And now he does a lot of videos and other things as well. But we talked a lot about his niche practice representing breweries. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of cool. So tune in. It's a great conversation from a lawyer who is very well known, especially in the Ohio community, but nationwide, especially if you're a brewer. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And that will be coming out next week on the Triple D podcast. Michael, thanks for sitting down and breaking down the headlines and answering all these questions.
Thanks for laying them out for me, Katie.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Bonus Bites, a mini episode of the Triple D podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and tune in next week for more disability news and headlines.